One of the many unfortunate issues that came up with COVID was the issue of kadima bibikuach nefesh. In other words, I don't think it happened at the end of the day in many places, but there was a concern that there wouldn't be enough ventilators. So then what would you do? Who would get it? Who wouldn't get it? What's the criteria? Could you take someone off and put someone else on? You know, so different countries had different methods. So what is the Jewish approach? So there, someone has suggested maybe at first glance is the Mishnah Hariyos, Staff Yud Gimel. It says a ish kodam leisha lahachayos, and we know kodam Cohen, kodam Levi. So we have different kadimas in halacha. So maybe it's relevant to pikuach nefesh. So it says Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg writes based on a Meiri, a Rambam, that no, that's the Mishnah here isn't talking about pikuach nefesh. It's talking about a case where the woman doesn't have, can't get the food. A woman can get the food, but a man can't. But perhaps if they both can't get the food, maybe the woman would come first. So there's really no relevance to, some might use it as a preference, but most assume lahalacha that that wouldn't be relevant to our case of pikuach nefesh. There's a Rabbi Yaakov Emnin, who in general has some different chidushim. So he wants to say the difference is, he writes that right, so you have Yaakov Emnin writes that he thinks this kadima for a bacha over a zakein. There is a sefer achasidim which says it's the worst avera to kill a young person who could have kids versus someone who can't. So maybe based on that, and I think different places in Italy, maybe in Switzerland, they went with that. So that's what's up. There's a minority view. Most don't assume like Rabbi Yaakov Emnin, and most don't assume like the Ish Kodem Isha Kohen Kodem Levi. I'd say the accepted norm is more the one from Rav Moshe and others, that the distinction is between Chaye Olam and Chaye Shah. That we see, that we find in Halacha. We find it by Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos, Yerada Mechal Shabbos, even for Chaye Shah. Regarding a trefa, someone, an animal that's going to die within 12 months. So there's a Mishnah in Baba Metzia Daf Samach Beis between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Petura, whether you're stuck in the desert, you only have a cup of water, am I mechuyev to shear it? So Ben Petura says yes, or Rabbi Akiva says no. So what's the nekuda? So the Sechazan Ish, the Marsha, that basically the, but Petura is saying is you have to be willing to give up your Chayi Olam for the Chayi Shah, your friend. And Rabbi Kiva says, no. It's a positive. Chayi Chikimach, your Chayi Olam takes precedence. However, the Marsha points out that both of you have the food, then you do have to share it. So we see the concept of Chayi Olam beats out Chayi Shah. Of course, we could get into exactly how long is Chayi, is it defined in terms of like objectively? If you could live for a year, so then it's Chayi, if you live less than a year, it's Chayi Shah, and it's more than Chayi Olam, or maybe it depends if someone has a terminal illness, even if he's going to live 2 years, maybe is that considered Chayi Shah, Chayi Olam? It says there's a discussion into the details how where the cutoff is. So Rav Moshe writes, and so perhaps if all things being equal, which they never are, and people walk in at the same exact time, and they're going to, or at least when they're going to put the, eventually you're on to if one person who walks in is Chayei Olam, another one is Chayei Shah, then it appears then there's basis to give it to the Chayei Olam, the person who's going to live much longer. Of course, Rav Moshe points out that's only if you already didn't give the ventilator to the Chayei Shah. But if the Chayei Shah has the ventilator on and the Chayei Olam comes in, so then you can't take off the ventilator. In other words, you, even though it's a Chayei Olam. I mean, it reminds me a little bit, and this is a little better perhaps, there's a whole discussion of heart transplants. So how could you do a heart transplant? It's murder. You're going to kill someone else. So everyone agrees to that. The shaila is if the person's brain dead. So in other words, what's the definition of death? That's a separate shear. But if brain death is dead, so then there's what to discuss about taking the heart. But let's assume brain death isn't dead. So then someone will argue that it's true he's not, that even though he's not dead, but his life, you know, why can't I give up one life or the other? Who says my life, my blood is redder than yours? So those are those who point out that's in a normal case, but in a case where someone's dying, someone who is brain dead, and someone else, so maybe in that case, you can tell. I love the Nod of Yehuda. Felt very strongly against it. I think it was Rapik and who said the other Pshita, or I know there's a Minchas Chinuch, and Nicole Safayach has a discussion. But again, so if you assume that you're allowed to take the heart of a brain dead patient, even if you assume brain death is dead, then of course you can. Maybe it's a mitzvah too. But if you assume, like many, that it's tachardia, but maybe in that case you could say his blood is redder. Well, halacha we assume no, but that's the same, or perhaps if it's the same, that's a discussion in the Holocaust. It happens any time where I guess a Nazi got a Jewish woman pregnant, and he went to a Jewish doctor and said, commit the abortion, or I'm going to kill you. So again, it gets into what the issur of abortion is and what's the status of a fetus, but even if you assume it's an issur ritzicha, but there's no, it's not a fault. Everyone agrees the mother takes precedence over the child. So the question is because the mother's a full nefesh, would that apply here? So, again, do you ever make a decision that, in objective terms, can my blood be redder than the other person? So that's the issue here. So certainly, if you would say you could take the heart of a non-brain dead person, because then that's direct. The person, I don't assume, I assume once you take the heart out, he dies. In the case of the ventilator, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the person dies right away, it'd be the same. But if he wouldn't die right away, and maybe he'll come off it, so then maybe, you know, you could discuss the shayla. Well, halach again, do you go with the Kadima, with the Mishnah in Hurios, about Ish Kodem Le'ish, Kohen Kodem Le'Levi? Most assume not. It's Sitz Eliezer. Says it doesn't apply. It's not Pikuach Nefesh issue. It's another issue. Rav Yaakov Emdin, who has a Bichidushim in general, maybe based on the Sefer Hasidim, he says it's you give a Bachar over a Zaken Mufog because he has a whole life ahead. The Sefer Chaim says because he could have kids, etc. And most assume, like Rav Moshe, that Chai Olam Bita Chai Isha, all things being equal. And if you summons on, if a Chai Isha is on a ventilator, you can't take him off, like the Ridva, right? Osek B'mitzvah Patam in a mitzvah. And the Rishonim say, some say it's Usur. Once you're involved in one mitzvah, you can't go ahead and take him off the ventilator. So those are, you know, I know in the New York area, they ended up getting enough ventilators, so thank God, you know, we didn't have the Shaila, but hopefully it would be in the realm of academic in terms of gets into what exactly is the Kedima by the Mitzvah Pikuach Nefesh.